This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Kelly Scarf, artist and owner of the Jefferson Street Studio Gallery, and Leanne Brown, executive director and CEO of the Morton Economic Development Council. They're here to tell us about an exciting new program called the Fourth Friday Tazewell Art Loop. Kelly and Leanne, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Leanne, start us off. Can you kind of set the stage for how this program was developed and maybe some of the motivation behind it?
Around Tazewell County, there has been a lot of movement around First Friday and a lot of art studios and musicians involved in that great national movement. And we had some art studios that were interested in expanding that experience and wanted to start Four Fridays. So us with the Morton Chamber and the EDC and throughout Tazewell County, Pekin, Tremont, and Delavan all jumped on board and rallied together and really a collaborative effort to embrace Four Fridays and offer a unique experience for residents, employees, visitors to be out and about in our communities and experience the arts and the music and the talent that we have through the existing businesses. So it's been a great experience.
One of the things that I find interesting about Fourth Fridays as opposed to the First Friday model that I think a lot of us are familiar with is that this one features a lot of those same elements, an opportunity to interact with and participate in arts. But it seems that it's more tightly tied to the business component, the business sector.
Yes, and that's been the focus behind getting some of the business groups involved, the chambers, the business organizations in Tremont and Delavan, as a way to support our local businesses and to shop local. And Fourth Friday is a key fit for that. And just to expose our community and the business owners, their talents and products and services in a unique way. And it's really making a great impact for a lot of those businesses.
So, Kelly, as a local artist and entrepreneur, can you kind of take us through what Fourth Friday has looked like at the Jefferson Street Studio Gallery?
Well, it's interesting. We did participate in First Fridays, and there was, through CHOW, that loop that kind of put together businesses over in Peoria along with businesses in Tazewell County. And what we found was once people gravitated toward the Peoria businesses, they didn't want to cross the river and come over. So really having that kind of dissecting the two allowed people to not have to make a choice between the two. But what we've noticed just by switching to Fourth Friday is the foot traffic is definitely up. The marketing is more consolidated, and being able to push the word out about Fourth Friday just in Tazewell County has really given us kind of a new life when it comes to people realizing that, A, there are lots of great fine artists of all areas all over Central Illinois, but also in Tazewell County, which has been outstanding for us. And as a fine artist, a painter myself, it's important for people to realize that we create because we love it and it's our passion, but we also create because we're business people and we want to sell our product and we want people to see it and hopefully purchase that. So kind of having this business momentum behind it has really been a very positive thing.
And have you had people come through the door on Fourth Friday and say, hey, this is my first time walking in? Tell us about that.
Yes, it's really interesting. Rose Hubbard, who I just recently bought the gallery from, the gallery's been open for 5 years. And we get it on Fourth Fridays. We get it all the time where people walk in and be like, I had no idea that there was an art gallery here, which it's interesting. But, you know, those things take time, especially our location in Morton. We're right across the street from Eli's Coffee Shop, which everyone seems to know where Eli's is. It's just really been able to kind of up, you know, our exposure in the community, which is great. But yeah, the more people that find out about it, the better.
I've also noticed that in preparing for this event, you've prepared some walking maps of the four participating communities so that if there's a location that people aren't familiar with, you've got a handy visual guide that will take you past, if not all of them, at least most of them.
Yeah, it's just helping to take those unknowns out of it. If you're not familiar with the place. And there's been a lot of conversation on placemaking and place attachment and really engaging with your community. And the walkability of communities is important. I think people want to get out and enjoy and experience and have that interaction with people and see new things. And so providing them, here's an easy way. You don't even have to think through this. Here's a map. Here's all the details. So we want to make it easy for people to come out and enjoy.
And we know this is radio, so people aren't necessarily looking at a map right now. But can you kind of give us a sense of, if we went to Pekin, how long is that walking route for Fourth Friday? Are we talking about half a mile or 2 miles, or what's the accessibility?
Yeah, each community is a little bit different. Of course, with Tremont and Delavan, a little bit smaller communities, consolidated kind of downtown districts, mm-hmm. so a much shorter walk. Pekin, they continue to add locations, so a lot of it's concentrated down in the downtown area, but I know that they are expanding beyond that, so that's probably becoming a little bit more of a walk. Maybe bring out your bicycle and enjoy a ride. And then in Morton, again, mainly consolidated in our downtown district, but probably a good mile and a half loop, easy walk. And again, bring out your bikes. You could easily make the loop that way.
So I'm interested in the perspective of an artist who's participating in Fourth Friday. What do you have planned at your gallery? What goes into your preparation?
Generally, what we like to do many times, what we'll have is we try to do an art opening if we're doing an opening for a specific artist. This month, we're actually continuing Katie Cannon's photography exhibit, and all those pieces are for sale. So we try to coordinate something new and fresh that maybe someone who's been in the gallery before hasn't seen before. And also, too, if we're working on pieces, we may continue to work on those pieces while we're there. But it's just an opportunity for people to see a finished piece of art, maybe pieces that are in process, and actually to see what a painter's studio looks like. Because just that experience in itself is something that not a lot of people have done. So to be able to kind of give the people that kind of interactive experience when they come into the gallery is important. And of course, we also apply them with food and wine and things of that nature to kind of, you know, make the experience a little bit more fun for the person that's participating in it. But we just really, as an artist, I want people to see how I work, what I'm working on, and have them be able to ask questions, because a lot of times people don't understand. I work in abstract art, and they want to understand where, you know, my thought process comes from and where my creative drive comes from. And I love being able to have an opportunity to share that with people who maybe have an artist background or maybe they don't, just to kind of broaden their perspective on the arts overall.
Leanne, let's talk a little bit about the opportunities that Fourth Fridays affords to the independent artist that perhaps does not have a studio that's open to the public. So this kind of brings the notion of the pop-up art studio at a local business in mind. What's been the response from the art community?
Both ways, with businesses and the art community, we've reached out to them to offer what spaces are available, whether that's a restaurant or a service business or a public space that we have available, and inviting them, come and display your art, set up your station, paint, sculpt, whatever it might be. Musicians, obviously having that music that spills out into the streets, sets a great environment. It's just, it's a great way to support artists, and there's so much economic benefit of reaching out to our artists and giving them that exposure for a studio for the evening.
And over the long term, maybe what are you hoping will come out of this? You know, what's the bigger objective behind Fourth Fridays overall?
You know, obviously we'd love to continue to see continued growth with artists, business locations, and those coming out to enjoy it. But it's what Shop Local is all about. You cannot have this experience online. And giving that behind-the-scenes exposure and opportunity for people to come out and enjoy, that's what Shop Local and Fourth Fridays is all about.
We've been talking with Kelly Scarf and Leanne Brown about Fourth Fridays, the Tazewell Art Loop. The next event is tonight from 5 to 9 at locations in Morton, Tremont, Delavan, and Pekin. Thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you again.
Also tonight and tomorrow night, the Waterhouse's Broadway Lounge and the Peoria Cabaret Theater welcomes Chip Joyce to the stage in his brand new original cabaret show, Getting Wilder with Chip Joyce, a tribute to the late, great Gene Wilder. The Broadway Lounge will be offering the premium dinner and show package beginning at 6 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. For more information, you can call 309-494-9100 or visit BroadwayPeoria.com.
And the Peoria Park District is hosting Fiesta en El Rio tomorrow on the Peoria Riverfront. The event features a lineup of live musical acts along with Latin American and Hispanic food and drink and activities for kids. That's tomorrow night from 5 to 11:30.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.